Log Talk Radio.
There's just a mess of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and all.
Hello, people. Okay, I turned it off. Hello, people. But welcome to our Thursday night show, our Thursday night edition of Daytime After Dark. And tonight we are interviewing with David and Bobby and Maggie, they all call in. For the first time, Dan Zilly, she's so beautiful, it's ridiculous, people. And she's been on Operation and Spitzville, and of course Days of Alive and Misbehave. I just saw a couple clips of that, and oh my God, she is so dang funny on there. So, and she's worked with our friend Patricia Dabo X Nancy on Days of Alive too. Oh, and she was on Days of Alive. Okay, I'm going to bring it on, you guys. Oh, and if you have any questions, please call into 1-347-850-8721. Okay, here she is.
Hello. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Hi, David.
I am so glad to be talking to you, and I was going over your clips, and when I was watching Misbehave, I think, Misbehave. I was cracking up. It was totally funny. And then I got jealous of you for about 5 minutes of my life. But then it's barely a normal thing for me. But when you were working with Eric Mostoff from Days of Our Life too, who, you know, you could look at for, like, I don't know, all day long and not, you know, worry about anything, I was jealous of you because he is such a cutie and handsome and everything. So, yeah, I was jealous of you because I love Eric and I'm like, I was working with him.
Are we talking about, I'm sorry, which one are we talking about? Is it a character or the real name? Eric Markoff?
How is he? Because I have a super crush on him, and I love him on Days.
He was also Misbehave and Days of Our Lives. Yes, he's just one of the nicest people you'd ever want to work with. He's funny. He's got such a quick wit. And of course he's gorgeous, so it's not hard working with him.
of course not. And okay, so you were on Days back in 2009, 2010, correct?
Well, actually, I was there a lot earlier than that. I started out doing extra work, and then I had a recurring role, and then I was hired as the dialogue coach for the show for 10 years, and then I made the coffee, I ordered supplies, I did a little bit of everything except producing on that show, I must say.
Oh, okay.
It was my second
home.
See,
I'm trying to remember exactly what character you were. Because I've been watching Days since the 80s, and I'm like,
yes.
He was on Days. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, Carly, think.
Oh,
and even when
well,
I saw your face, I'm like.
You'd have to look very carefully, because I was the waitress all the time in Salem Place when we used to shoot outside. I was always in Salem Place as the waitress.
Okay, well, I think, you know, you were great on there, and I will probably watch you more on YouTube with that. And I know you sang with Patricia Dabo that she comes on here a lot. She totally loves us. So, you know, I always give her a hard time. I'm like, come on.
Patrika's amazing.
I mean, she's Mm-hmm. I'm in fifth grade, but Nancy Wesley was mean to Alice Horton, so I kind of, I'm like, you were trying to take the good Horton name and give them Alice, save them a hospital for you and Craig could, you know, take over save them hospital. Like, that was never going to happen. And seeing I get a really good kick out of it because I always give a very bad time about that. So, like, okay, I wasn't writing it. I'm like, I'm aware of that, but you were sort of mean in that role. And then she went over and bought him Beautiful, and I fell in love with her again.
Right, and I got a chance to work with her again on Misbehave. So, yeah, I have a great time working with Patrika. And also the new show that's going to be coming out called Aunt Sissy. Again, also Patrika and Renee Lawless, who I just adore. I don't know if you're if you ever watched and have not. Yeah, Renee is on that. So that what a dynamic comedy duo, Patrika and Renee. My God, they should have their own show. It was just hilarious. It was so much fun working on that show. And of course, you know, Kathy Garver is the you know, the star. It's all about her. who was the iconic character Sissy in Family Affair. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes. I have a really good memory. Don't ask me why, but it just things like that come to me. And you're also in Anne Classy, the TV series. Where can we find that?
I'm sorry, and what?
You're in a new thing in 2020 called Aunt Classy or Christie. Yeah, where can we find that?
I'm not sure because we just started shooting last year, the end of last year, and we're still finishing up some episodes, so I'm not exactly sure which format it's going to be distributed as. But as soon as I find out, I will definitely let you know.
I was just looking at, I mean, you've done so much. You know, I'm like, can you take a break? Come on, people. You were in Good Grief. You were in Third Rock from the Sun. I actually remember that. And, I mean, I love that show. That was an awesome TV show. And
John Lithgow was so nice. I love John Lithgow.
And what was Operation Spitzville about? Because I can see on Prime Video now, I guess. So now I want to know what's that about.
That was a independent film that I did. I just played, you know, it's a bunch of kids. It was so long ago, I'm trying to remember the premise of the movie, but it was a bunch of kids trying to either get their parents back together or try to split them up. I can't remember which, but being the title Operation Splitsville, I'm guessing it was trying to split them up, but I played one of the kids' mothers.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch it this weekend. I mean, you've done so much, and it's incredible. And then I was doing my research out of boredom because I was actually bored. And I'm like, oh crap! I'm like, okay, she's coming on today. Okay, so I was just going on the computer, and I saw you on this infomercial about this whole breast thing, and then that's why I Facebooked you. I'm like, okay, I should be asking her before I ask her on the show, not to make you, uncomfortable, because it's going to follow you everywhere you go now, because now it's on the net for life, and I was agreeing with what you were saying. What made you decide to do that? Because when I was watching you, I'm like, I agree with everything she is saying about this.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, you know, of course, you know, being in the entertainment business, you know, everything is, women are, if they're more fully endowed, they seem to get more work, or, you know, I was turned down a lot because I had small breasts, and, you know, it starts playing with your mind a little bit, even though I didn't really need it. I felt I did, so I thought, well, let's try something naturally. What can it hurt? So actually, it did help a little bit. I took the pills for like 2 years. I did make me a little bit fuller, but I think it reached its capacity after 2 years, so it wasn't as much as I thought it. I was hoping it would have been.
Oh, and well, you know, the way I see it, you know, some people are just meant to have really great breasts, and then some people aren't. And I think in the industry of Hollywood, they need to be a little more careful on this whole breast issue, because some people don't get it. And if you just don't get cast for a movie because of your breast, number one, that's wrong. Number two, that's discrimination. And yes,
I mean, yeah, it's so much better now. I mean, that's the emphasis isn't on that as much as it used to be. So, you know, I'm much better now. But I must admit, I did get some enhancement from a fabulous surgeon. So I am very happy with what I am now.
Well, see, that's good. And I mean, some people just don't want to go under the knife for, you know, cosmetic thing like that, because it's a big procedure. And you never know when you never know when you're gonna get blast, because I watch the TV blast all the time about plastic surgery.
Me too.
It makes me think, okay, because I've been wanting to get my nose done forever, and everyone tells me, okay, that I'm being a little dramatic and I don't need it. I'm like, but just if I can just get just a little perfect, and my mom goes, are you aware that how much pain you're going to be in when you wake up?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, I know.
I'm like, I go, no, actually I don't. And she goes, okay, you don't like pain. And I go, yeah, but you're going to be a drugged up mom. So really? And she goes, yeah, but afterwards, you're just not going to feel okay for like 6 weeks. And I'm like, you mean I could be talking different from my nose?
Yeah.
Different from my nose for 6 weeks? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, okay, bad idea. So, yeah, that went out the window. But before I read the other one, because David will actually kill me, and I'm not kidding, he will kill me if, you know, I will be dead. I will be, you know. But but if you ever do run into Eric, you know, just kind of slip our name in, because I would love to, you know, interview him. I'm friends with Wally Cruz and James Runners. They've been on the show. They are great friends on here, you know.
Yeah.
Wally comes on every time I, you know, kind of tell him to.
Oh, Wally's a sweetheart.
And James is a little busier. And if you've watched Dave lately, yeah, I have a little bone to pick with Wally, because everyone's confused on Dave's. So if you go back to Dave's, just remember they are doing 6 months ahead. And they just did this whole time jump. And everyone in America is confused.
I am confused too.
Oh my God,
I'm confused too. We're all confused.
I'm glad it's funny, because Wally kept saying, Carly, you love me? You love me on dates? I go, of course. He's like, well, in November, it's a big story arc, and I'm going to be on a lot more with, you know, I love Wally Beyond Games. And when the story started, I'm like, okay, so far you, okay. And then when they killed Adrian off, and him and Kayla got together, and Jennifer was in a coma for a year, And we don't know what mm-hmm. happened in the previous year. Never been lost in so many storylines on that show, but to hear actress confused too, it just makes me feel like I'm not a bad radio host because it just makes me feel bad. But I better get to David because, you know, like I said, he would kill me, and I think he would, really, because he's been jumping at the bit to get you on, and when he finally got you on, he was very happy, and having David happy is better than having David miserable, the way I see it, because he's the PR guy for us, and he's also a co-host, so I will let him on first, because I'm being nice. That was my New Year's resolution. Hey, David.
I called you. Hi, JC. How you doing? How you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year. I thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're always welcome to come back here.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'd love to come back. Anytime you would like me to have me back.
Yeah. You what was like for John? I love John Terry Rock. What was like working with him on Terry Rock?
I was moving and my phone. I just lost the signal a little bit. Could you repeat that?
Was like what we on Terry Rock from time. John Scott. What was like working with him on Terry Rock from time. What was like working with him?
I'm so sorry. I'm not hearing the question.
Well, it's like it would be on the show on the person.
Patrika?
Yes, that's what he said, yeah.
What was it like to work with Patrika?
Yeah.
No, John the Scow. John the Scow.
Oh, my God.
John the Scow.
Oh, John Lithgow. Oh, my God. He is just the sweetest, nicest guy ever. I mean, I had that very, very short scene with him. I played an aerobics instructor, and he was in the class. He was so hilarious, and it was just so much fun. I didn't get to really, talk with him very much afterwards, but because, they shoot so quickly. But, oh, my God, it was just amazing, really amazing.
Yes, I remember you on that show. I remember you.
It was very quick, but that was so much fun.
Thank you. Also, you were with Suzanne Anton. What was she like? What was she like to work with?
Suzanne Anton. Oh, amazing. Yeah, she's amazing. I'm so glad she was in this project. I just went and saw her not too long ago, too, performing, and she's got a beautiful singing voice. And she put on a really, really touching, very heartfelt show. I love her show.
Awesome. I love Renee Dallas. She's great too. We like working for her. Renee Dallas.
Renee. Oh my God! Like I said, I feel I'm so blessed to be working with these people. Renee is just one of the best. Her and Patrika, like I said, they need to have their own show because when they get together.
Yeah.
When we were doing this show, I know the director wouldn't cut. He let it go, so they would improvise, and it was just hilarious. I mean, they're so great together. Yeah, I love Renee.
Awesome. When you're not working, what would you like to do for fun? When you're not working.
Oh wow, that's why I don't remember that because I've been doing so many survival jobs lately. What do I like to do for fun? I love tennis, even though I'm a very beginner. I love tennis. I love going to the beach. I love nature. I love nature. I love outdoors, being active. And then if I'm tired, I just love sitting in with a blanket and some hot chocolate and I'm watching a good movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, man. I'm to anything comedy, usually. Anything comedy. And as soon as you ask me that, of course, I go blank. But I'm just trying to think right. Well, the one that pops up comedy wise is like Weekend at Bernie's. I laughed so hard when I first saw that
great
movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie, yeah.
So funny. And then, of course, Sandra Bullock. You know, I love her films. Big fan of Sandra Bullock.
Me too. Me too. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Congeniality movies. So funny.
Well, you think you have to come back to another soap? Come back to another soap? Like, they don't do your hospital? We think doing that.
I would love to. I'm hoping soaps, you know, will continue. They're kind of a dying fad right now, but, you know, we'll see. I hope so, either daytime or nighttime. It's like, you know, wherever the work comes, I will go.
Well, I could see you on General Hospital, actually. I really could see you coming in as colleague sister, even though I should be colleague sister, but I will give the vote to you. And, you know, but you couldn't test Sunny because Carl Sunny to be together. But I could see you coming in and mixing it up and getting into a little trouble over there. And I think, yes, people we need to treat that needs to need to go to the now. So, David, did you have any more questions?
No, thank you for coming on again. We appreciate it.
Oh,
we
thank
appreciate
you so
you
much.
Come back
I appreciate
again.
It. It's very nice meeting both of you. Thank you.
Okay, I will put you on hold, David, and bring Bobby on.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey. How are you doing tonight, Jen?
Hello, I'm sorry.
I'm
good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I heard that, so you was on Days for a while around 2009, 2010, correct?
Yes, that's when I came back with another role, yes.
Right, because I think I watched a little bit of it at the time, because I think at the time it was about the same time that Billion had came back about the same time Carly has came back because Crystal had just left Guy in Light at the time to rejoin the show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I think she was on there for a while, and I know that she's done very well since she left the show with Dennis as far as that web series go. And I think Ari Zucker have just came back. And did you come back right after she had her baby, or was this when she was expecting at the time?
Gosh, I really can't remember.
Right. Because I'm not sure if it was when she was just announced that she was pregnant with her daughter, or if she came back shortly after she was pregnant when she had had Cindy kidnapped from Sammy.
Yeah,
because I know that Taylor, who was on there for a while before she'd done some Lifetime movies about teen pregnancy, had a big teen pregnancy role that led to what she'd done in some Lifetime movies with the same role. And I do also remember Molly being on there for a while, and now she's got a role on Queen of the South on the UWN network.
Yeah,
because I usually communicate with her mainly on Football Talk, because she's always been a big fan. Sometimes I give her grief about the Broncos and the about sometimes being from North Carolina. And I'm a supporter of the Carolina Tar Heels and the Carolina Panthers, but sometimes we have to give grief to each other. Now, did you get any scenes with the original Sierra that was 6 years old at the time, Lauren Balls? Lauren, I hope I pronounced her name.
Lauren, yeah, have I heard from her?
No, that ain't scenes with her, because I think.
Oh yes, because
like
that was at the time. Well, my character was, I was babysitting her, and I was responsible for her getting kidnapped. That was when she got kidnapped.
Oh.
I was, you know.
Oh yeah.
They strap me with five kids, and they expect me, you know, to keep an eye on all of them. Little did they know, one's gonna get kidnapped.
Because it would be nice to have her back on. I know that there's another girl playing Ariana now, but she's doing a fabulous job, by the way.
Because
that could have been a good role, but I still think there's still a role open, perhaps, for maybe if they bring back Cindy or Allie back to the fold when Sammy comes back this summer and they are permanent along with Johnny. Or perhaps maybe if they age Holly or Mackenzie, if Mackenzie's health condition is better once Lindsay Godfrey and Greg Rollins returns back. Because I know that Lindsay was doing small roles in Primetime and Bowling Beautiful at the time that she was on there. And Greg was, I think, had just joined the show coming from General Hospital at the time.
Uh-huh, right.
So I just think that would be a great idea to just have her come back. But I just, like Carly said, it would be great to have you back on the news. So I can see you on days now, but I don't know if...
Thank you.
But I don't know if Hope will forgive you after what happens here or what here with Victoria.
I don't think she'd be very happy.
What about Sierra? Because now that Victoria's playing the role, I don't know if she would be happy to remember what happened to her.
Exactly,
12,
right?
12
yeah.
Years ago,
I know, but that could be, hey, that could be a storyline.
or in soap years, what happened 18 years ago to her.
Exactly.
In real life, real time, 12 years ago. So I don't know if she would forgive you. Because I think maybe Ben might have to question you that, as far as your character, as far as what happened back then.
I think so,
then.
Too.
Anyway, but...
I think they've learned their lesson.
Yeah, it'd been great to... And it would be great to work with a different Gabby, because I think he was working with a different Gabby at the time. It would be great to work with Camille on some scenes, since you worked with
a
different Gabby at the time you was on, Dave.
Right, but, yes, that's right.
Right. Anyway, you have a great evening. And
thank you so much.
And
okay, Bobby, I will put you on hold, and I'm going to put my dynamic duo, my partner in crime, Maggie, on. So I will put you on hold.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Wait. I'm laughing my butt off over here with the show. Remembering the two babysitter. That really got me back then.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking now, gee, you'd be perfect for the nanny for David. And I go, oh, no, they won't let her be that.
Hey, everyone makes mistakes, right? I deserve a second chance, don't you think?
Definitely. I do. And it's a different person, though.
And she turned out okay.
She's fine.
She's just fine.
Exciting.
That's right. Oh, good Lord.
I was just thinking about it. We got to get you back on the show. Well, you're willing to do anything, right? So that's good.
Oh, I am. I'm easy.
There you
go. Somebody called, I got a job for you. Okay, I'm there.
There you go. That's the right way to think of it.
Yeah.
Wow. You are such a funny, sweet person. It's a pleasure to meet you on the phone.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
You sound like a lot of fun as well.
Oh,
kind of nutty.
She is. When Maggie and I finally get in the same room, I'm the one that gets the crazy ideas by Maggie, and she's the one that usually have to talk me out of them. I think they are the best ideas I ever came up with. And, yeah, I mean, you know, she's my best friend, my second mom, and so, yeah. And, you know, but we love having you on.
Oh,
and
this is great.
And we have a little lightning round for you. Have you been watching anything good lately? Have you been binge-watching anything on TV that is really good that maybe no one has been watching? Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if anyone, I mean, I'm love the, you know, the talent shows like The Voice, and I know American Idol's coming back now, but I do love Kelly Clarkson's show. I'm a big fan of the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah. I keep it every day. I'm obsessed with it. And
yes.
I think it's a great talk show, and I, you know, but I think women used to go into the talk show realm, because I think you will have a lot to talk about. You've been in the business.
Well, fine.
If I don't, I'll make stuff up if I have to.
That's what I do on the show. If I have to make something up really quick, I do. And also, you're from LA, right? So, since it's so nice in LA, wouldn't you love to come to Seattle or Chicago where it's freezing right now and Megan's been having snow? And we might get snow. Well, we got snow and rain mixed today. So I think everyone from LA should come here and experience a very cold winter day, because I know Seattle is known for rain, but right now it's not rain, it's rain snow mix. So I think people from LA should just come here for a day or two and experience the cold.
Okay, I would say maybe an hour or two, and then, okay, bye-bye. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. I'm Chicago.
She's like, okay, let's just watch the snow. Oh, it's so pretty. Okay, time to go.
There you go.
No, I love the snow. I do. I love it. As long as
you do?
You know, got my thermals on and my sheepskin and my gloves and my boots and my hat.
Wow.
I'm Chicago. What's that?
And by the way, if I don't say this, David might kill me, but you have to come back on. You really do, because if you don't, number one, David's going to be crushed by Maggie for the rest of his life. And Maggie and I are never going to hear the end of it, right?
No, definitely not. He wanted
definitely
to
not.
So long, and now he's got you.
And we've all run you on here, and when you get a new job, or, you know, when you get on a new soap or something to make happen, just come back, because we would totally love to have you on whenever you can.
I would love to, absolutely. As soon as I hear more about Aunt Sissy, absolutely, I will be back on and talk all about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're saving us. You're saving us. You don't know how much you're saving us, right, Maggie?
Yes, oh God, yes.
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 And so have a great night. But let David or I know if you have something to promote, and we will get you on as soon as we can.
Okay, I sure appreciate that. It's been so lovely talking to everybody. Thank you again.
Thank you
have a great
much.
Night.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Okay.
What?
Bye.
Oh, my God. She's as much fun as she is on TV. No more. So.
I'm putting the boys on because, remember, I'm supposed to be a little nicer.
Hey, guys.
Remember? Right. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
I have breaking news. Just for you guys to know. I have my new Tebow back. It's
Yay.
I think you broke the news to me on Tuesday.
Life is good.
On Tuesday.
And It has a little microphone, and if I tell him to record something, it automatically records something. And I want to thank David because I totally forgot about SUV tonight. And David's like, SUV's on. I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, it's Thursday. Because we never have a show on a Thursday. You know, and I was thinking, you know, we probably will have Robert on Monday. Okay. So I'm thinking, why don't we not have a show tomorrow night? Because who knows what Maggie and I might have plans. But Maggie, didn't you tell me you had something to do maybe?
I might. I'm going to the doctor, and I might stop over by my son for a while.
I mean, we will get back to the Friday shows. You guys did this with the holidays. You know, I really haven't caught up with everyone from the holidays yet. I'm hanging out with my sister-in-law on Sunday. We are going to go see Boss Man.
Right.
Something Boss in it. It's a good movie. And I want to say congratulations to all Seahawks. And
Green Bay on Sunday.
Wait, who's booing my team?
I know.
Maggie, I know that Green Bay on Sunday, but at least cheer them on since that's the Bears' rival.
We have to. My God, you gotta hit those Seahawks.
I mean, I'm the only one that don't think Green Bay. I mean, that don't think Seattle has a chance because they're playing away and it's gonna be kind of cold and snowy. And I know Seattle rarely gets snow in January where they would play football games like this. I don't know about the University of Washington Huskies, but I know that the Seahawks rarely have played football in that stadium.
Actually, we have, Bobby, and even if we've had snowy games here, and we have opened the roof, and we passed during the biggest snowstorm in 2008, 2010, Monday Night Football, we won by going back to Lambeau Field, right? Mickey, that's what it's called, right?
Okay,
we haven't won this in 1991, and I'm not worried because we have the Beast Bone back, and Wilson's going to be on game, and I'm just saying, you guys all better pray that we win, because come Monday, if we don't, college will be missing out anyone that gets in my way. So you just better pray we win, because we deserve to go to the Super Bowl of any team in America right now. We deserve it. We won it. We are thirsty for it. And the Patriots are out. So come on, people. Just go for the Seahawks. And I just want to say a thing to Brick, Stephen A. Stop giving us a hard time on First Take. I love you. I love you, Stephen A. But come on, get off your poster about my team. Because we will win.
As a matter of fact, I heard a clip of him this morning on one of the NPR shows say talk about African-American coaches and the Rooney Rule when they talked about it on one of the NPR shows this morning. And I mean, God bless you, Stephen A. Smith. There's some views that we can agree with and some that I can not completely agree with. And please, you better not be talking anything bad about LeBron. What do you have against LeBron?
Well, all I know is, you know, I cannot wait to see what comes Sunday because, it's going to be amazing. And even though I'm going to probably be at the movie the same time the game is on.
Thank God.
So if someone wants to text me during the movie, I will have the movie on silent. I mean, my phone on silent. And I just want to say, too, is
right.
I've been reading this great book called Little Goods and Pretty Boxes. It's about the gymnastics and the ice skating thing of the last 20 years. And what Larry Nassar, that stupid doctor who I hope burns in hell, you know, is the ice skating word is a tough word. After reading this book, I am so glad my little niece, Sophie, didn't go into gymnastics like she wanted. Even though she would have killed it and been a superstar and everything, but after reading this book, I'm going to try and get the author on because this book really just, I don't know, put something in me, and it was like one of those really good books, and also a really good book that people need to order on Amazon now and not wait. Maggie, would you tell America what book they need to order?
Maurice Bernard's book, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard a knowing
Nothing general about it.
I'm sorry, Maggie. I heard a knowing Thomas Scott, you know, and I'm kind of looking forward to maybe trying once I get enough money from on the Amazon account to either pre-order it or buy it once it comes out. Because I'm interested to find out more about Melanie. Because
I did that.
Carl bought it for me, and I can't wait to read it. I want it so bad.
Yeah.
I know, and maybe how many copies did you order?
Two.
Of course you did. Oh, of course you did.
Right.
And it's got, oh.
I cannot wait for February for that. And all I'm saying, no, Bobby, there wasn't, well, I don't know if there wasn't breaking news yesterday, but I know he was on yesterday. He could not address the nation. That night that the war started, oh no, he was too good for that.
Okay.
I think he started.
Well, he interrupted the Price is Right, and locally around here was Kelly Clarkson and The View, as well as The Price is Right.
My
View.
Bobby.
So.
But when you have American troops over there, and they might have got hurt, and America is not telling the real story about the casualties, because pretty much, I'm sorry, and Megan, you can agree with me, hopefully, but Dumb did this. He did this. You do not treat another political leader in another country who's as crazy and insane as you do and taunt him when he has misses and stuff. You don't do that. Am I making?
I agree.
So, I'll have a basketball Indian. LeBron James, I was mad at him when he joking Noah years ago on the Bulls. But then Joaquin, they got made up. And truthfully, he is a star. I mean, he really is great. My Michael Jordan is better, though. But
and let the impeachment trial come on because, you know, they have more stuff coming out about this. Okay, bastard. Bastard's okay in use, by Maggie. Okay.
FOB would be
they have more stuff about this bastard coming out than anything. And if the American people are smart and not dumb like they were in 2016, come on, this guy needs to be out of there. This guy is toxic. This guy is crazy. And from now on, people, there need to be senator limits on how many you can be in the Senate because Ms. McConnell and Lindsey Graham need to be out of there along with him. And Giuliani needs to be barred from the lobby. So, you know, that's where I am with that. Just so people know that I'm still mad. And I've been catching up on debates. It's the only stuff I really caught up on this week because it's been good. And I don't feel sorry for Valentin. He had what's coming to him. And for all those people out there that feel sorry for Valentin, get a grip.
He tortured
my Spencer. He knew he was not a Cassidy. And, okay, Nicholas hiding for a couple months was stupid. The Zach ass was stupid because he involved my calling this. Okay, I'm sorry, but that whole point was stupid. And the fact that Nicholas and Ava married yesterday, I wanted to puke. Everything I've ever ate after that, I mean, come on. Their marriage is a quick thing, like gross.
Right.
I thought it was funny when she said that.
Right.
So,
but Nicholas saved Ava, but are we now going to supposed to just redeem her after all the trouble she have caused in the past? I don't think so. Furthermore, I don't care as much about this Nicholas guy because he's not Tyler Christopher, number one. Number two, I can care less about him as much as I could care less about Brooklyn with her attitude.
Bobby, for me having Nicholas back, the only thing, he better not try to team up with that bitch Ava and try and go for custody with Avery, because you try and team against Carlson. Nicholas, you know, Spencer thinks the word of Sunny, and your son, who you thought about calling and say, I'm alive, was the wrong way about it. He's a kid.
Laura
or Sunny needs to tell him that his father is alive. I'm sorry, Nicholas cannot tell him. Come on. The phone rings and you find out that someone is back from the dead, that your father's dead, and you try to avenge his death as a little kid. All the heartbreak Spencer did and all the revenge against Don, I agree with Spencer, but all of that was for nothing because Nicholas was alive. So I'm just saying, Sonny Bow, you know, get Spencer. I mean, I know Sonny had him put an extra bodyguard on him, which was really smart. But I'm just saying, ZH is going to get crazier in February.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just all have to watch it. And our time is up for today.
Right. Well, we just have to hope that the impeachment stuff or the president doesn't come on television again to say that we're at war with Iran or the impeachment stuff doesn't interrupt GH. I mean, I can understand interrupting The Price is Right, The View, and Kelly Clarkson around here, but they better not touch the soap.
No, don't try and take a sip of anything when Bobby talking, because
well,
you make you laugh.
Well,
okay, that's the rule. We will be back on Monday. And I will treat you Robert, so I don't want you to worry about it, David. Leave it in my power because I'm very powerful, remember? After all,
I'm sorry, Carly, for making you upset.
No, you are funny.
How you doing, Maggie?
Hanging in there. I'm enjoying my sonny. I finally get to see him. And, I can't see him. Yes.
Oh, and Alexis can go screw herself because Carly was trying to help. And number one, Carly just wanted Sam to know that her cousin was alive. And I hope Barbara helps them today, but I haven't seen her. And when Barbara Scobio, you know, Barbara Scobio, let's give him some credit where credit is due. He's a good DA. And number two, he had a relationship with Sonny, and he sort of liked Jason. So that's how my good buddy Tristan does the right thing, or I will be treating him.
Right. I have a couple of GH-related news that I found out in the last week. I want to just, first of all, congratulate Natalie Grant on getting married. I think it's about time at her age.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And also want to just give a shout out, chief blessing, to
Kimberly McCollum.
Yeah, that I'm just sorry that you're going to be leaving the world of acting, but I wish you the best of luck in whatever you do down the road. And maybe we'll see Robin back on GH another time.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, let's hope it's not a recap.
No, God.
I don't think we can't grow up. Yeah, it wouldn't do that.
No, we watched her grow up. But what I'm excited about, Spencer, can come back.
We are going to head out, and we will be back on Monday. And don't worry, David, you put Robert in my little hands, and I will take care of it this week. And so,
Monday, 8 p.m. Bobby, I'm 8 p.m. Monday.
Okay. Have a great night, you guys.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Good night.